Welcome back to Lab House Podcast. I'm your host, Wild Spartans, a.k.a. Brandon. I'm here with Quite.
Hi, I have a feeling this podcast is going to go very smoothly, to quote Nerd City.
Yeah. And I'm also here with Diesel.
Yo, what's poppin'? What's poppin'?
There we go. And we also have our special guest, Hoover. Hoover, what are you? What do you do? You know, just tell us who you are, basically.
Basically, I am a YouTuber. I am an entrepreneur. I am an internet person. So, yeah.
I'm going to beat you to death with an empty bottle of Coca-Cola.
See, that's not very nice, okay? I'm the guest. I should get the fucking good controller.
Neither is pausing your recording, Hoover.
They don't know what happened.
Oh, you think that? Why don't we fix that, guys? Why don't we enlighten the audience?
You don't have
audience.
To, you know, all right?
I think we should. I think we should.
I don't know. We should. That caused plenty of trouble.
Yeah, I was going to be on the one with the most end of it because I have to edit this episode.
Well, guess what? Luckily, you didn't have to edit it.
So, we tried to have Hoover on once before. We tried to have Hoover on once before, but his microphone is about as quality as my self-esteem, so.
Well, he has a new one now. So
I have
now
a new one, and it's your fucking microphone, quite.
Yeah,
you know,
is it the silver one or is it black?
Sounds like?
It's
that's
a black one.
Mic sounded
like. Every time Hoover spoke, like, there was, like, some slight distortion, and we couldn't stop laughing whenever it came up. So it's literally just a half an hour of Hoover getting embarrassed because we're laughing at him for having a shit mic. He also said some stuff that was too much of a hassle for me to cut out, so we eventually just gave up. He also paused his recording in the middle of it and completely fucked up the sync.
Yeah. Well, guess what? I'm here to apologize publicly about the last podcast you all didn't even hear because it was never posted, so I would like to apologize.
It's all Hoover's fault. Well, I think this is the most hostile we've been with a guest so far.
Yeah, it's because we know Hoover. Hoover, you're gay.
Yeah, we can be hostile.
Well, guess what? I'm hostile with the fucking guest. Brandon's gay, Diesel's gay, and Quite's extra gay, so guess what?
Well,
fuck you all.
Well, this is like... That's just homophobic right there. That's not okay.
Well, oh, so if I call three people gay, it's homophobic, but if Brandon calls me gay and you call me gay, it's not. It's
I didn't
say
what he said was okay.
Well, you're the guest, okay? So,
I never said gay was a bad thing either. He's also good job implying that.
But you were using it. Good point.
I didn't say it negatively.
Diesel, you implied it's bad. This is your problem.
Yeah, okay, Diesel. It's not racist until you make it.
I will just make my exit from the call.
Oh, no, he's left.
This is not even like visible on the recording though. Like his audio is still recording. He probably just talked shit or something.
Yeah, he probably said something in his microphone that only he will hear.
Yeah, because he's also editing this episode.
The fucking bastard.
You could make us Hoover. Say anything.
Okay, Hoover, I have a question. Does your stomach hurt?
Is that the question?
Yeah, that's my question.
Wait, hold on. I'm getting a call. Yeah. I don't have to do a podcast. All right. Guys, I'll see you all later.
Yeah, Hoover left
Someone
the call
just did
to.
That joke.
Yeah, bro, you've already been through most of these questions. Like, there's no reason to be like
my stomach hurt. Yes, my stomach hurts. Well, it did.
My stomach hurt.
When I recorded as well, I was fucking sick, but now I'm not sick. So,
oh yeah, 5 days ago when we recorded this, Hoover was sick as a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really wish you recorded a day earlier though, because he sounded like Benji.
I sound like Benji.
Really funny.
And he could have been like
Benji who
podcast.
Smoked 6-pack of cigarettes. Mm-hmm. So that would have been funny. So I have another question, Hoover. How much do you hate Undertale sans memes?
How much do I hate them?
Yeah.
I mean, they're equally as bad as every other meme. I mean, every single fucking meme's shit. Like, I don't understand them anymore. Like, the fucking basically I'm monkey. Like, why is that a thing? Who the fuck decided that's funny?
So basically...
Like, I feel bad for, like, 6-year-old people that, like, just look at us and, like... They try to figure out what our jokes are when they realize there's no punchline whatsoever.
There's two types of people. Hoover, who's like, I hate all memes. They all suck. And like me, he says a meme like in reference to hating it, and I just start laughing at him saying it.
Like
Have
I don't
seen,
like
the meme on Reddit about printers where it's like the printer needs magenta. That's the entire meme. I think that's hilarious. I don't know why.
It's funny. No, there was one with like a Patrick. Like, you know, the Patrick. Fuck. What's the other character's name? The one with Patrick. It's like, did you drop your wallet? Is this your wallet?
Oh, yeah, Manta Ray.
It's like, yeah, Manta Ray.
Yeah. Manta Ray and Patrick. It's like him. Manta Ray talking to the printer. It's just like, can I print this black and white thing? It's like, yes. And then it's like, printer needs magenta at the very end. So,
I don't know why that's funny. It just is.
Well, because it's like, have you ever tried to print something and it's like black and white, but it's like needs magenta or needs yellow or something?
I always have it say needs ink. That's all it says. It says needs ink.
Maybe you don't have a colored printer.
I have an air printer.
An air printer?
Yeah.
What's an air printer?
You can print off of like your iPhone and stuff. This is the one at school that
is
I use.
Is it an Apple printer?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, okay.
That sounds like an Apple printer to me.
Yeah, but I don't know. Memes can be funny. Sometimes they have no punchline and make no sense. Like I'm.
That's
monkey,
what makes them funny.
That's the point. I'm it's like there's no catch. Sense. There's no catch or like there's no fucking punchline. So
I don't
then
even
anyone
know where
from
I'm
the outside is like.
From.
Yeah,
I,
that's
yeah,
the other
I don't
thing.
Know.
Is,
I just
don't
saw Slazo posted and I was like, huh, that exists.
And that stupid E one with Markiplier as Farquaad. Why E? Why is it just E?
It's Farquaad.
Farquaad?
It's Farquaad. It's Markiplier on Farquaad's head deep fried and it has E as the caption.
E. And deep fried memes are also like awful.
EA
deep fried is great. I love deep fried memes.
They can be good, but I think like the deep fried meme subreddit, holy shit, they leave them in the fryer too long. Like holy fuck.
There's
that's
like,
kind
yeah,
of the point. Reddit just fucking
subreddit.
Like destroys it. They nuke that shit.
They're so deep fried, even Brandon wouldn't eat them.
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't even eat them.
I didn't even go to school.
Yeah, you and
right
you and Hoover, you and Brandon are like the same person. Like, come on now.
No, I wouldn't say that.
I would.
Yeah, I'm taller.
Who makes Reddit videos and who doesn't?
Exactly. We put you both next to each other. You're the same person, guys.
Come yeah, on. We're both next to each other.
Speaking of exactly heights, Brandon, how tall are you? Again, do you want to say how tall you are? How tall are you, Brandon? Yeah,
I am 6'4".
Oh, he's 6'4". Guess what I am? I'm 6'2", and I'm nearly as tall as Brandon. So there's no way in hell that kid's 6'4". Brennan is 6'2", and he's lying. He says he told me. You told me. You told me.
I am taller than you.
No, no, no.
I am not 6'2".
No, I'm not saying you're not 6'2". I'm not saying you're not 6'2". I'm just saying you're not 6'4".
I'm either 6'3 or 6'4".
No, don't even fucking.
I am not 6'2".
You told me.
I am not. I know 100% I am not 6'2".
Dude, you told me. He told me. He's like, I'm like, Brennan, I just went to the fucking doctors. They told me I'm fucking 6'1 or 6'2". So there's no way in hell that you're 6'4", because that would mean you're way, there's obviously a fucking difference.
2 inches is not that much.
There, you can definitely tell, though.
Brandon's actually shorter than Diesel. He just likes to wear fucking stilts.
I just wear stilts.
But then you're like, oh, I just round up to 6'4", because it
oh
looks
my God.
Cooler.
I am definitely 6'3", at least. I'm
Brandon's
5'7".
Brandon's 5'7".
Brandon's 6'2.5".
He's 5'7". Come on, guys. He's 5'7".
I am not 6'2".
Brandon's 5'7".
No way in hell.
6'2.5 is what
I've heard. These are
Brandon 5'7". Quite is actually 4'11". That's not even a joke. See, there's no dispel on that because we all know it's true.
Don't make me play fucking skin bone in the mic.
Goddamn. That's great.
Diesel, do you want to ask your question?
So I'll ask. Why is your name Hoover?
Okay, so
this
my
sucks.
Name's Hoover.
We already went over this.
I know we already went over this, but they haven't heard. So basically, I used to play basketball.
A monkey.
Fuck off. Kick him. I can't even kick him. He's a fucking host. No, but I used to play basketball, and everyone on the team was getting nicknames for shit that they did. And I was a center, and I was tall, so I got down to rebounds. So they decided, you know what? The coach was like, oh. Your nickname will be Hoover because you suck down the rebounds. So then, from then out, I just kind of used that as like a fucking username for shit. And then when I made my Twitter account, I was like, what should I name it? I'm like, oh, it's Hoover or something like that. Because I think I was going to do Hoover, but obviously Hoover would have been taken. So it's like, oh, I'll just do it's Hoover or something like that.
So you got your nickname because you suck on things.
No, I don't. That
because you suck.
All right, I get it. Quite, we get it. You're gay. You're listening for the other info. But
I'm sorry.
What?
Your name. Your name's based off a vacuum. And what does a vacuum do?
Okay.
Suck.
Well, guess what? You're quite gay. That's how you got your nickname.
Suck.
That isn't even accurate. It's literally just quite misspelled. You fucking idiot.
Well, guess what? You misspelled quite when you're spelling out quite gay.
That's not even close to realism.
Well, how'd you get your name, Quite?
I was born with it, prick.
Oh, wow. Okay. Who names their kid Quite in Wild Spartans? I mean, if he's Diesel, Diesel, I don't even know how you got that name.
Brandon, I can't speak for him, but like, I ain't got no parents' hoodies just kind of popping, you know? They just kind of exist.
You were born with a hoodie on.
Hoover, what do you think FPS stands for in Diesel's name?
Fucking penguins suck.
Whoa!
Fucking penguins really suck Diesel here.
Furry Porn Society.
Furry Porn Society? That's probably what it stands for.
It stands for neither of those things.
Frames per second. Is that what it is?
No, I'm not going to say what it stands
for. It's not even frames per second?
No.
Diesel, you need to do an FPS reveal.
Fucking Pussy Slayers. Is that what it is?
That's not it.
It's not first person shooter either.
Nope.
Oh, that's what I thought it was.
Quite. Do you know? I know Brandon knows.
I know.
Okay, okay.
I'm looking that's this fun. Up. I'm looking at FPS acronym standings.
FPS acronym? It's not going to come up.
I'm finding it.
Find out which one's the right one.
I'll give you guys a hint. The letters start with F, P, and S.
Oh, shit. Wow. That's a clue.
Dude, that was that's a big clue. Fucking hint, man. Holy shit.
I gave them what okay the first... That, like, narrows out, like, a large majority of the English language.
That's a big fucking hint.
That narrows it down.
Yeah, clearly. All right.
Feet per second. France Poker Series.
France
Poker Florida Park Series. Service.
You're getting closer.
Florida? That's closer?
No. Florida? It's just. It's just like Florida? It's not close. It's not close, but it's relatively closer.
Florida Diesel.
Fucking Poker Series. Is it Poker Series? Are you in a no, poker it's clan? Not.
That wasn't close.
Flat panel speaker.
I don't even know what that
fire
means.
Protective system. 5 point someone? What the fuck does that mean?
Hoover, we brought you here today because the fans want to know about Hoover.
Well, we're guess what? I want to know about FPS. We're switching this on Hoover. You. We want to know about you, Foundation Plant Services Diesel.
Oh, wait, Diesel. Is it Fellow of the Pharmaceutical Society of Australia? Feminine personal spray.
Oh my god.
The best part is
furnace performance sheet.
The best dude, part is, dude, what the fuck? I was only looking at the exact
fire
one when
prevention
looked at
and
it.
Safety. Feature dude, picture story.
That was insane. When Quiet said I was looking at the exact
fellow of the
one.
Philological Society.
Financial fossil power systems.
The best part about this is I wrote this down on a whiteboard I have in my room, and it's like right in front of me, and I can see exactly what it is.
But, why did you
fiber
write
protection
down?
System?
Because I didn't want to forget.
Why?
Freeze Pro software. Because
it's funny.
Focus psychological strategy.
No, I'm not going to
fast
tell
package
you.
Services.
After the podcast, come on.
Not even after. Nobody.
Why? Is it so bad or something? Like,
it's racist. Just, yeah. It's better to have the mystery than to, like, give the
dude, I'm not going to fucking stay up at night if I don't know it. I just want to know it to know it.
No.
Wow. I told you my nickname and this is how you fucking repay me? I told you origins of Hoover. You don't even tell me origins of FPS.
You haven't even finished your origin story. You didn't even tell
I gave you the origin story.
How you
I
got
said,
into the community. You know? How'd
you didn't
come
you
here?
Didn't ask that. You didn't ask that.
I was trying to ask that, but you know, you just kept saying fire safety, fire protection service, Florida Park service, and I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
All right. So well, I got into the community because I forget who it was. There's some YouTuber that was streaming on Twitch, and they had a link to her Discord. And basically, I just decided, you know what? I'll just join it. I went in the fucking chat, and it was cancer. And I was like, I'm not gonna like this at all. But then I left that day, joined back, and then some reason I stuck around, and now I'm here. And then I started talking to everyone. I started talking to Quiet, and then I met everyone else.
Yeah, I was the first person Hoover knew. We're cool.
Yeah, Quiet was just a mod. That's all I knew him as.
Yeah, I was a mod in like a Discord server we were both in. And yeah, I met a decent amount of people that I still know now back then. Like I met Anna back then. I met, who else? Kyojin, fucking.
I remember Brennan joined the chat once and I made fun of him and then he left.
Yeah, I remember didn't pay me any heed the one time like we were in there because it's like Lily Discord mod. Now look
I think
at
I said
I
Brennan's a clone and then he just left.
Now I am Thanos quite.
The more you know.
The more you know.
Every day. But you'll never learn my name.
Well, I will, because I'll fucking fly out to your house.
Yeah, it's Diesel.
Diesel's real name is Jeffrey.
Yeah,
Diesel's real name is Bertrude. I thought everyone knew this.
I'm trying to throw them off, you fucking idiot.
the P in FPS stands for Penelope. Because it's his middle name.
Bertrude Penelope Diesel. Wait. Francis Penelope Shrek.
That's yeah, my last name is Shrek.
Clearly.
Clearly.
Actually, I could see you being named Francis.
Are you gonna name one of your kids just FPS and the other one Diesel?
He's gonna name him Fuckus.
That sounds awful. I'd never force a child to be named an acronym like
that. Yeah, that's awful. Make their first name FPS and make their middle name Diesel.
Brandon's naming his first kid.
No.
Name one quite.
You can have three kids and name them all. You can name one quite, one Wild Spartans, and one FPS Diesel.
Oh, Lord.
How to ruin your kids' lives in three easy steps.
They're named after celebrities. What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. By then, everyone...
Yeah, considering ourselves celebrities, it
everyone
doesn't get
in
more
here
pretentious
will have a diamond
than
plaque.
That.
Hey, Wild Spartans.
It doesn't get more pretentious than wanting to name your kid Wild Spartans.
If you want your kid to be bullied, name them Wild Spartans, and then they'll do the bullying.
Yeah, I agree.
No, if you want your kid to be bullied, name them fucking Keith.
Keith?
I actually think Keith's an... Keith is an alright name. I kind of like it.
All what's the Keith's a, what, listening to this?
Quite same as Keith confirmed.
I like
what's a
like
name
Keith
that's
Tanner.
Really easy to bully?
Jeff?
Gay.
Yeah,
that that's
Jeff,
an actual
that's
name.
Obvious.
People name their sons gay.
Ballsy McBallsface? That's a pretty easy one. If your name is Ballsy McBallsface, I imagine you'll probably get a few jabs over your course of your life.
Anyone
like,
that's
imagine,
named
like,
Dick.
Imagine if you like...
Or Rich.
Imagine if you like manage to get like you work your way up the food chain and like you're running for president. It's like Ballsy McBallsface is running for president.
They'd probably win just because their name is Ballsy McBallsface. Yeah, D's remember, when D's Nuts got 8% of the vote or something like that.
Harambe got 8%. Remember?
Remember when neither of them got 8%, but they got like a couple thousand votes. But like, remember Bodie McBoatface, the submarine.
Bodie McBoatface.
Oh, yeah. Bodie McBoatface.
Vote.
Why is that funny?
Doing those polls on the internet is always such a bad idea, because people always put, like, oh, name the school Hitler's school or something.
I think, like, there was, like, this couple who was letting the kid name their, like, the internet name their kid. Oh, yeah, fuck it. But I remember there was, like, this couple who was letting the internet name their kid, and they got, like, some variation of Bodie McBoatface, and, like, obviously they didn't go with it, but it was the top option. Like, I fucking love that. Apparently D's Nuts guy was, like, apparently he was made by, like, some fucking kid. Like, and it, like,
I,
they
I
only
run for president
they
D's
only
Nuts.
Verify if the candidate's real when they hit, like, a certain percentage or something, so, like, that's why it managed to get that far in the poll.
So is the kid
D's
named
Nuts?
D's Nuts?
I guess.
D's Nuts?
Yeah, how'd that even, like, pass? Like, someone looked at that and was like, yeah, that's legit. D's
it had, it had, it didn't hit the threshold where they, like, need, where it's, like, becomes viable or reasonable to fucking vet it. At least I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Well,
yeah, the D's Nuts made the
I see the news right there saying that D's Nuts has 9% of the voters.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I'm thinking somebody let it slide on purpose.
D's Nuts wins presidential
election. D's Nuts for president.
That would have been the best option of the three.
D's Nuts gets Osama bin Laden. Ha! Got him.
The edgiest election of
it's
all
like
time.
It's like when they cut, like that fucking ladies and gentlemen, we got him meme. It's just like, got him. It's just a different version of that, ain't it?
God. Ain't it, brother?
Guys, you know who I think would make a really good president?
Me.
D's Nuts.
No, if that George Washington bloke was president, I think he'd do
bloke.
Good.
Bloke.
Bloke.
Bloke. Bloke.
George Washington would be a good bloke, mate.
Gold save the
good
queen
bloke president.
Everyone that's from the UK just stopped watching.
Bye.
Well, anybody named D's Nuts
I apologize.
Probably isn't watching anymore.
No, they're intrigued.
Anybody named D's Nuts, like, most people who watch our podcast, I think, are named D's Nuts. Like, that's our target demographic.
How many people are legally named D's Nuts? Because, you know, there has to be at least one kid that's legally named D's Nuts.
The doctor,
there's no
like,
way.
There's got to be someone who, like some parent unironically tries to name their kid D's Nuts, and the doctor's like, no.
I mean, that, yeah, it's had to be done with the amount of people we have in, like, in the world, it had to happen. Like, someone had to be like, we're going to name our kid These Nuts. Like, that had to happen.
If it's, hold on. Even if it's just in a foreign language that sounds like These Nuts, it's got to be somewhere.
Yeah.
Guys.
What did you find, Hoover?
There's a fucking... There's a kid in Iowa that started the These Nuts election. Like, he ran as president as These Nuts.
Yeah, that's what that's from.
But, like, I didn't actually know. I thought people just wrote it in. I didn't know that was an actual fucking thing.
No, that's, like, it was, like, an actual candidate
in the
poll, I'm pretty sure.
There's a child born called Orgasm.
See, I'm not surprised about that.
That's pretty bad.
Well, yeah, like, see, it's, like, their head, like, think about it. Anything that you thought about,
oh my God,
like, a person
a child
doing,
named Melanoma.
Somebody had to do it. Yeah, if you think about, like, anything you thought about a person doing, statistically, it has to happen. Like, it had to happen at least once at some point in history.
Hoover, this is the mobile webpage.
And
nice.
He looked it up on his iPad.
No, I looked
There's
it up on my phone.
There's also a child born named Abstinence, and that's ironic.
There's a guy named Batman.
67 worst baby names ever had. Hellzell, Amiracle.
I'm looking at the same article.
Anna, dot, dot, dot.
There's unique. A child named Apple.
Baby girl. Brittany
hey,
Shakira
Apple.
Beyonce.
Hey, Apple. Hey, Apple. Hey, Apple.
Elizabeth. Breath. Olivia, spelt really weird. Beverly, little sweet meat. A B C D E, America, Jerica. America.
Now somebody's gonna make a video about this.
Jerica's a pretty typical name, isn't it?
Over, pick it up, do it.
Northwest,
I'm not picking it up.
Northwest, poor kid.
Northwest.
I kind of like Northwest.
That's fucking Kanye West's daughter.
Harley Quinn.
You like the name Northwest? What? You
no, I said that's Kanye
Northwest?
West's daughter.
I think I like it as a fictional character name.
Yeah,
I agree with that. I would never want to name a kid Northwest. It's too long.
My kid Apple, Spartan. Facebook, Olive Garden.
There's a child named Adolf Hitler.
Somebody named their kid Jihad in Clitus.
Clitus?
Danger. Neldor. Colin. Oh,
he
that's
Clitus.
That's not good.
I know.
I know what I said. Someone named their kid Gotham. Someone named their kid Mercury Constellation Starcosy.
Someone named their child Pilot Inspector.
You know, Jimmy.
I someone guess I know what he was going to do when he grew up.
Someone just named their kid St.
St.
St. there's a kid named Audio Science Sadman 7 Obamanique.
Obamanique was good. I like that.
What's Obama's last name? Care. Lucifer, Secret, Cameron, Prince Michael II / Blanket.
God,
really bad names.
I didn't read the description for any of them, but like,
there's
I don't
a
think...
child named Felony, but Felony spelt with a PH. So it's
that's
different.
Who it's the cool kind of felony.
Yeah, that's the cool kind of felony, not the fat kind.
The fat kind.
Good to know.
on Ranker, the third most voted up worst name ever is Regret.
Regret. That's
baby
name.
Yeah. Oh my God!
There's
so
one just named
up.
Their kid Cash Money, but it's pronounced Cash Monet.
Is there anything that like stops people from naming their kids certain things?
It doesn't seem like it. No, because
really.
One of them named their kid N word.
I think
like
it's
E N. E-N-W-A-R-D, N-word. Febreze.
Febreze?
Yup, lasagna. Someone just named their kid Pain.
Oh my God.
Pain, that's
so
a pretty... I feel like that's
long,
an accurate baby name.
How long until someone names their kid Ligma?
Ligma? Oh God.
Probably already happened.
Someone named their kid Guantanamo.
That's real messed up.
Flavor Currency. Someone named their kid Amphorny.
You can already guess what the kid's whose name Guantanamo is, what his last name is.
the whole That's fucking it, thing. Man. It writes itself. It's sad.
God, hey, Hoover, I have a question.
It's really like, I was thinking in my head, I'm like, I think it's funny, I got shit on from trying to figure out what Diesel's name is, and then this everyone just kept going on about the names.
I think it's more important that we have a very riveting topic on this, like this.
Yeah, Hoover, how do you come up with your video ideas? And have you had issues doing skits in the past?
Well,
Wow, what an insightful question, Wild Spartans.
I'm glad you asked that question, because it's almost like I already have a pre-planned answer for that. Well, I'll tell you something. I come up with my ideas. Like, I don't really know my ideas until they just randomly hit me. Like, I'll have, like, a session where I'll just think about shit, or I'll, like, look around for ideas, and then I'm like, oh, that could be funny. But then the fucking... Brandon knows about it. The Flex Tape video. The fucking neighbor yelled at us. They started yelling at me.
Yeah.
Like, hey! They said it the first time. Like, hey! I'm like, oh, maybe they're talking to somebody else. They're probably not us, who's yelling and, like, fucking bashing things in with an axe. And then we keep going on, like, hey! Is anyone over there? I'm like, yeah. She's like, can you please stop cursing and yelling so loudly? I can hear everything that you're saying. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And then we just kind of, like, we sat there, like, in the footage. And it's like, what the fuck are we supposed to do? I'm like, I'm supposed to yell and shit. And then I just like, fine, I guess I'll keep going. And then I had to like fucking turn down my voice. That was like the only problem I've ever had in the skit. It was this fucking neighbor just came over and said I was yelling and screaming too loud.
Really? You didn't have a problem when you were going on the air mattress and you couldn't get back to land?
No, that wasn't a problem. See, that was pre-planned. But the thing is, that was unintentional. Fucking lady,
so
that coming
was,
out.
So it was a problem because you didn't intend to not be able to get back to land.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No, he said the lady was unintentional.
The lady was unintentional.
Oh.
Yeah, we didn't plan to have somebody yell at us while we were recording.
So. Yeah,
yeah, obviously. But I thought you like meant like when you got through the air mattress in the water and then jumped on it and you like couldn't get back to the fucking edge of the pool.
No, I knew that wasn't going to happen. I knew when I fucking set foot on that. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to actually fucking be able to float. So I was like, all right, let's go have to sacrifice it.
And then but you went. Floated, and it worked, and it did.
It worked somehow. Somehow that shit works. Phil Swift sent me some free Flex Tape. I know he's an avid listener of the podcast.
Yeah, he avidly listens to the only podcast on YouTube. Can we get Phil Swift on here?
God. Replace Hoover. Imagine. Replace me? Dude, yeah, I want to be a fourth host if that happens.
Mid-episode, we replace you just to like crossover episode with Hoover and Phil Swift.
And I'm back with Flex Tape.
That'd be like everything he said.
Dude, you know what would be amazing? Episode. A fucking what? Flex Tape. I almost said, imagine if Flex Tape did. No, imagine if Phil Swift filmed the commercial with JonTron. Like the Flex Tape commercial. That would be amazing.
That'd be amazing. The fuck. That would be amazing. JonTron would be great in a commercial.
Exactly.
JonTron is now.
I miss him, dude. He's like one of my genuinely like favorite all-time creators.
Well,
you can do no
I'm
wrong
sure you
in my
miss
eyes.
Your father as well.
I know, I miss him.
He's
miss
basically
dad.
Your dad.
I know, everything I do is
you,
this
you
for,
are the
for
love
my dad.
Child of Josh Peck and JonTron.
I miss them both. I'll meet him one day and I'll take a picture and be like, I met my dad finally.
I can't wait for that.
This is what JonTron's doing. It's something.
Oh, that's what JonTron's doing? Man.
Yeah. He's taking pictures.
I wonder how
cat.
Much money JonTron still has. Because when you think about it, he hasn't been really technically doing anything, but he's still making money off YouTube, I'm assuming.
I mean,
actually, I want to check
I've
out a Social
old
Blade.
JonTron videos back again. Like,
oh, yeah, I've definitely done that before. What is this fucking YouTube JonTron show?
Yeah, JonTron.
Just look up JonTron, should pop up.
Yeah,
dude, he's still getting, JonTron. Every single day, he's still getting at least 300,000 views. He's gotten 10 million views in the last 30 days.
Jesus Christ.
He's got a 65K sub month.
Wait, who has?
JonTron.
Oh, nice.
In 2017, he had a 250K sub month.
That was a Flex Tape month, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was.
Hoover.
What?
I hear wolves.
Put it down.
All right, I'm going to go put down my dog.
Oof. Put it down. Wow.
See, in my old microphone, you couldn't hear that, but now with this one, I have to fucking... Let's see if I can...
No, let's see not... if I can... Oh, pull, pull.
I'm just saying cut out the bark, so it's not because it's to put it down.
Dude, I think it's working. I think it's working. I'm putting a pillow in front of my microphone, so you can still hear me, but you can't hear the outside of it. It's working.
Wow,
damn.
That's crazy.
Damn, Buster.
Fuck, it's not working. I heard it. I heard
let's,
it.
Let's just deal with the dog. We'll just keep on...
Keep on trucking. Man.
Keep on
trucking.
Stop yelling, dog!
Just keep swimming.
Quite, it's your turn.
I swear to God.
So,
oh,
Hoover,
no. What? Yep.
What video games did you like to play in your childhood?
He's still a child.
I'm still a child, okay? Well, you child, also are childhood. Still a child. Sorry that I'm not old as you, old man.
Fuck you.
Yeah, Hoover, we get it. You're still a fetus. Answer the question.
You have to look up what FPS means in the fucking encyclopedia. Let me think. Probably my favorite game growing up was Smash Bros. Because every single one of my friends used to like go to somebody's house like on a half day at school. And we would just always go over and play like fucking like hours and hours of fucking Smash Bros. So I'd probably say Smash Bros. Brawl or what else? I don't really know. I know what games I used to play a lot, but I can't really like pinpoint them. Because like I have had like phases. I've had so much shit like... Used to play MW2 a ton. I used to play Super Mario 64 on the DS because I didn't have an N64 a lot. What else? I think that's about it. Or no, fuck, Pokemon. Dude, I used to grind Pokemon. Like, first game I got was Emerald, I think. Or no, it was Fire Red. Yeah, Fire Red.
Did you play Ben 10 on the DS?
All right, Brandon. I don't know what that game is.
It was great. Ben 10 on the DS was amazing. I loved it. Great.
You played zombies a bunch, didn't you, Hoover?
Not really. Yeah, Brandon knows. I told him.
I know. Yeah, we fucking... So since Black Ops 4 comes out tonight, the time of recording, right? Yesterday we played Kino on Black Ops 1, and then today we played Transit in Black Ops 2. Hoover is like the worst zombies player I've played all right.
I played farm with him, and you guys didn't tell me you were playing zombies!
I said you should probably get quiet because he's way better than me. He's like, nah.
Yeah, after I rage quit.
Yeah, after you rage quit.
Shit.
Well, I literally told you, Mike, I'm shit. Literally, he knew I was shit yesterday.
Like, I'll have 170 kills. I'll have 170 kills.
You're a fucking kill thief. Don't even act like you aren't. You literally go over to my area and you fucking shoot the zombies and
you
just leave.
Maybe if you killed the zombies.
I was killing them, but you still go over. Olympia gang. Olympia gang, raise up.
I save your ass every time.
Rise up, Olympia gang.
Olympia gang. Olympia gang. Olympia gang.
So you and Brandon are M14 gang. I'm Olympia gang for the life.
Yeah, no, M14 gang.
I follow Olympia Gang on Twitter because they're the only like one of those two memes that has a fucking Twitter account.
Exactly.
To those memes.
Wait, M14 Gang doesn't have a Twitter?
Yeah, because it's a shit gang. Fucking 14 gang.
No, M14 Gang's great, but I haven't been able to find a Twitter dedicated to it. I would follow both if it existed or if I could find it.
I found one with 7 followers.
Yeah, exactly. M14 Gang isn't. I found one with 4,000 followers, but they have also follow 4,000 people. I think it's a clan that doesn't exist anymore.
Olympia Gang. It's got
I also follow Olympia Mafia. That's sick. Also, Olympia Gang Mafia follows me, so we're tight. We're homies.
But Olympia sucks, though.
What? But Olympia? It's funny memes, bro. What you mean?
Yeah, we got funnier memes, and I don't give a shit, you asshole.
You get less points with the Olympia.
I don't even
sense.
Think Olympia Gang and M14 Gang are funny memes. Those are bad memes.
They're all right, Diesel. Memes, this Diesel. Is coming from the guy who last had cool. Magenta
suck
memes.
At zombies, too.
Magenta memes are funny to Diesel. You don't have to
Magenta
listen to his
memes
opinion.
Are funny because they're relatable.
Yeah, they're not relatable. Who prints often?
M14 gang.
Anybody
be like,
who had a childhood, Diesel understands these memes are relatable.
Sorry, I didn't. I did play a lot of zombies. I was gonna say.
Yeah,
I played
yeah,
a lot.
M14
I just sucked at them.
Weak,
I was scared of them.
Gang weak.
M14 gang is weak.
M14 dudes said it was only one down, but they got the red tent. These memes are already outdated, and they're gonna even be more outdated by the time we upload this episode.
Diesel's
what's
pistol
more outdated
gang.
Stuff we can talk about?
Yeah, I'm, what is it?
Pistol gang.
M1911 gang.
Is that Terrio?
Wait, check this video, check this video.
Oh my god, what is this video?
God, now we gotta look at a zombies
video. M14 gang running to the Olympia chalk on Hellhounds.
That's pretty accurate, though, to be
that
fair.
That is accurate.
I always went for the stakeout, like, by then.
Yeah, that's
stakeout's
what I
great.
If I needed a shotgun, like, I would always go for the stakeout, like, when I usually played.
Stakeout's amazing. Fucking killed 3 zombies with 1 bullet.
Peek this tweet. The dark man bribed me and said if he followed him, he would lead me to a land of no conflict, where M14 users and Olympia users harmonize with each other. All I could ask for is peace, and he's offering that to me. I'm going to follow him in there. If he is truthful, we all win.
Damn.
Damn.
That's fucking deep.
That's deep.
Bro.
It's a picture of like the shed on like the Yellow House in Nuketown opening, and it's just fucking stairs going somewhere.
Those are the stairs from Black Ops 1 Kino.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. But like,
this is
it's where the
Twitter.
Shed goes to.
Black Ops 1 Kino.
These memes are really
stupid. The shed on Nuketown.
Did you say the memes are stupid?
Yes, I did.
I said, well, these memes are scary. Look,
I think,
at this one.
I think we're all in agreement that
what's that?
Dumb
That's
one
scary.
Here.
That is
the Olympia is my preferred weapon to fight off the man in my dreams. Like Olympia Mafia seems like they just get like even more fucking ironic. Like they make tweets in Russian and it's like, something's following me, I must run. And then they made a text post that says, running, don't know where to, don't know where I'm located, can't see the surface, my feet are propelling me across, all I can see is my competition shotgun and the faces that have mocked and tormented me for as long as my memory can take me back. I don't remember who my soul was tethered to, can't remember a name, face, voice, family, this is all I know, running, running. Sometimes when the faces briefly cease their screaming torment, I can hear footsteps following close behind. I do not dare to look. I know better. I know that if I look backwards, the scenery will not change. The same faces, the same shotgun, the same blackness. The only thing I fear is finding out that there is no way back, and the only way I can go is deeper and deeper into this void. Me not turning around is the only way I can keep hope. Hope that one day this will stop and I find the end. But until then, I run, I run. This is a fucking, this is an ARG. This is an ARG, hands down. Their location is just wall.
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 Wall. Why do you look like Brandon?
Huh?
What?
What?
Hoover, why do you look like Brandon?
Because we're cousins. Does nobody know that?
I mean, I didn't know if you wanted it out, but I guess it's there now.
I guess it's out. Alright.
The cat's out of
her
bag.
Why'd you tell him, Hoover? Hoover!
Your mom's gonna be pissed.
Hoover, mom's gonna beat me now, Hoover!
Whatever.
Why'd you tell him, Hoover?
It's the only reason why I'm in his videos.
So I don't give a shit, I guess.
This is why I never answer a question how me and Brandon met. Because we met since we were born.
Your names are actually
since
Buster
we were
and Buster.
Born?
They're both named Buster.
No, I'm Brandon's Buster, he's Cletus.
No, Buster. I'm Buster.
No, I'm Buster.
Dude, I fucking started
no,
the...
I'm Dirty Dan.
No, I started the Buster meme, and Brandon fucking just took it from me.
I did take it from you. Thank you.
Thanks, Buster.
So who's
Brandon
Buster
found it way more
Cletus?
Funny than me.
Has this been settled?
I'm Buster. He's Cletus.
I'm Buster.
No,
this
I'm
is not
Dirty
gonna get
Dan.
Settled. Might as well move on.
I'm Dirty
slash,
Dan.
r/meirl
It seems like most of these viewer questions are them asking in some way, how did you meet? That's pretty much
how
it.
I meet. Met Brandon's when he was born. Met Diesel through Brandon because Diesel is also our cousin. And I met Quiet on Discord.
Yeah, he's known me the longest because we're the best. Yeah. We're best buddies. Right, Hoover?
Exactly. I've known Quiet since the birth of Discord.
Pretty much, yeah.
Here's actually a decent question. From what age is it acceptable to start making YouTube videos? What age did you upload your first video? Doesn't have to be the channel you use now. That was asked by @crazycat.
See, that's a good question, because I actually did have a fucking channel before mine. That literally nobody... Yeah, if anyone knew about it for some reason, what the fuck? How the fuck do you know? But I used to have a channel.
Me.
I deleted it. It's not...
Well, you showed me it, so...
No, you didn't.
Yeah, you did. I specifically remember we were in a Discord call and you showed me it.
Did I? Or did I fucking show you a video? Because the channel has not been up since, like, 2013.
You might have shown me a video from it, but I know you've mentioned it in the past.
Well, I might have mentioned it, but I basically had a channel... When I was like, fuck, I'm trying to think. It might have been 8, 9, or 10. I can't remember. Somewhere around that range. I was very young. And I had a channel of my cousins called Hoover and Friends. And I basically, I made stuffed animal videos. And I made like comedy skits. And I remember I made a video called Barney Hunting with my cousin. And it was the first video I ever got that got 100 views. And I was, like, so excited about that. I was, like, I made no money whatsoever. I didn't even know you can make money back then. I was like, so excited I got 100 views. And I got 200. I'm like, dude, this is so cool. But on that channel, I was really young. Thing is, though, when you're making YouTube videos, I would say start off having fun. Like, if you're going to make videos, just have fun with it. That's how I started. So I think actually any age, really, you should be able to make YouTube videos. But, like, I mean, if you fucking want to make it a career really young, I don't know about that. Because a lot of fucking people that start off young and make a lot of money young usually don't end up the best people. Not saying that it's bad, but like if you look at a lot of channels like that,
you're young. Like you jump into all the success and it might just be too soon.
Your mind's easily corrupted by the.
I mean, as much as that's a joke.
Easily
I mean,
corrupted.
I remember, like, I loved doing YouTube, like, as a kid and shit. Like, I've always liked doing it, but I'm glad I didn't, like, really have a success with it until now, because I think I'm more prepared to handle what
comes with that. Oh, yeah, for sure. Because if I had, like, fucking, I've had, like, a lot of money when I was, like, fucking 10 or 11 years old, I would fucking, like, the most spoiled, rotten kid ever. And that's why I don't
even,
like...
Even if I was, like, 14, 15, I don't think I could handle, like, what comes with
it. Yeah, I would fucking be spending it on Pokemon cards or some shit, and I'd be like... Fucking max
not even just
Pokemon.
That, not even just that, but like, just like what come like, because it's not just like a, it's a lot more people. It's still a lot more eyes on you, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think it's a good age, whatever you want to do it, make YouTube videos.
I don't think there's a cutoff age for making videos, but I feel like there's certain things that you probably shouldn't be exposed to on the website at certain ages.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There's a lot of things you shouldn't be exposed to on this website at certain ages. Like, but I think most people are. So.
Like, if you're just making fucking Lego tutorials and, like, you're just having fun as a kid, then, like, more power to you. But it's, like, I don't know.
Go for it.
It's a dark place.
No, getting in, like, getting in...
Diesel with
getting,
the fucking motivation.
Getting
in as a dark
getting,
place.
Getting in, like, a community at, like, a young age is, like, kind of, like, scary when you're younger. Because, like, you don't really understand anything. You don't understand how the people work and, like, what certain things mean. So, like, remember when I was younger, it's, like... Like, I was playing Minecraft Faction Wars, right? And, like, that shit's fucking cutthroat, right? Because, like... You have younger kids, right? And you also have, like, 16 to 17-year-olds playing this game at the time. So it's, like, the 16 to 17-year-olds would talk about DDoSing and hacking constantly. And, like, they'd actually DDoS and hack people. But, like, at that age, I didn't know what that meant. And then I figured it out, and I was like, oh, these are not good people.
People on faction servers were fucking ruthless.
Yeah, like, they were really fucking ruthless.
Like, see, they took their shit seriously. Like, I remember on a faction server, I was, like, decently situated with some of my friends on, like, a pretty good, like, town-based faction thing. But, like, people did not fuck around on that server, dude.
That's another
thing.
People
got fucking DDoS and hacked for, like, raiding bases when they were, like, that's, like, the whole point of the game, you know? So.
That's another thing. I think that's completely different from YouTube. I think you should generally have a childhood before you fucking join a YouTube community, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and, like, part of that childhood can be creating videos, but it's, like, that doesn't necessarily mean, like, all, like, you probably shouldn't, like,
go out and have
fun. You shouldn't be exposed to certain, like, avenues of the internet yet because of, like, what's a part of them, and they probably shouldn't be exposed to you because of what it could do to you.
Exactly. Fucking yeah, like, go have a childhood. Go play outside. Yeah, ride bicycles.
I'm glad my parents didn't let me have, like, they didn't let me have social media until I was, like, 13 or something.
Yeah, social media can be shit if you get young.
Dude, there are kids these days growing up with social media, and they really shouldn't be.
Oh, yeah.
You see the things they post.
God, we
like,
sound so fucking old. Holy shit.
Well, it's true, though. It's like, think about
like,
it.
Like, I don't say I disagree, because I think you're right. Like, there's, like, a lot of elements that, like, you can only control so much, and they're young, but it's like, we sound so fucking old saying this.
Think about what it does to people that are in their 20s. Like, people in their 20s have social media addiction, have problems managing time with it.
Yeah, exactly.
And they get depression because of it. Like, imagine, like, an 8-year-old kid that has, like, no concept on life yet. Like, or no grasp.
Yeah, 8-year-olds are getting fucking iPhones now.
Yeah, like, how are they supposed to handle it? I didn't get my first fucking smartphone until I was in sixth grade.
Sixth grade?
Yeah.
That's too middle school. I get mine 14. In sixth grade.
I got mine in sixth grade. The first phone I got was a Samsung, like, slide phone that had, like, a slide-out keyboard.
I remember those used to be the shit, and then fucking iPhones started becoming popular, and they're like,
and then I got an S4 after that.
I got one of those, like, slide phone things, like, not a slide, it, like, flipped open to a keyboard instead of sliding out to a keyboard, but, like, iPhones were, like, already, like, big then.
Yeah, iPhone 4 was when I feel like a lot of kids are getting iPhones.
Yeah, and then, like, I remember in, like, 4th and 5th grade, people had fucking, like, kids had phones. Like, kids had, like smartphones, not just, like, flip phones. These kids had, like... pretty advanced phone to the time, right? And it's like 4th and 5th grade, and like
definitely not. I would never, if I had a kid, I would not be giving them like a smartphone in 4th and 5th grade. You're gonna get a flip phone to call home, and that's it.
You say that now, though, but it's like in the future it's gonna become really taboo for kids to have phones like that in that grade level, and it's like then your kid's gonna be a social outcast because they're not gonna have a smartphone like the other kids.
I know, that's the issue.
So yeah, society's changing. Like, what else?
We
like,
live in a society.
What new technology is going to be...
Gamers,
wait,
rise up!
Shut up. What fucking, like, what weird technology is, like, going to be fucking, like, weird for kids to have at young ages that, like, when because phones are just a thing of the past, it's kind
Google
of expected?
Glass.
Google Glass.
Whatever happened to Google Glass?
They'll get like fucking cyber. They'll get like cyber technic shit, and it's like, why does your kid have cyber technics?
Well, like, I think it's a little scary that we're handing like 4-year-olds fucking iPads to just spend their day on.
Yeah,
like that. That's a little
like,
much.
I feel like we only do it now because other 4-year-olds are doing it. So if they don't have it, then it's like, oh, fuck, I'm a bad parent.
Well, like,
then so then
the
they
iPad
give them the iPad.
Takes the place of the babysitter because it'll occupy your child forever, and that's why all those kids' videos have millions of views.
That is true.
I think as long as you filter what your kids like consuming and or playing or like looking.
Yeah,
up,
it's
fine.
But
yeah,
like
but,
if they're always
even,
saying
even
it.
In that like there's exploits like fucking,
I always
like,
say think
those
about
kids
how
videos
many
getting
humans
the
exist, right? And then know that you are smarter than 50% of them. Take that into mind and then realize what kind of people are just handing their kids an iPad and being like, here. They're not monitoring what their kids are watching, and that's a huge issue.
Yeah.
True.
I think the generation after us is going to be really interesting.
I don't know. It's like, I always look at like our audience, because we have people that listen to us and like watch us that are as young as, like, I've seen 12. Like 11, 12, and I'm like, you really shouldn't be. And it's not like I
yeah,
can
that's
to
so
stop,
fucking weird to think about.
Like, it's, I don't think you're there yet. You're not at that point where you can fully, like, grasp the concepts. You know, it's like, kids at that age should not be trying to grasp the concept of, like, what gender do I identify as? Should I have an Instagram? What race am I? Like, there's all this weird shit that kids are doing, and they really shouldn't. Just, like, go outside. Stop using your phone. I sound like an old person. But
to be honest, though, I used to watch, like, fucked up shit when I was, like, 12
oh, yeah,
or 11.
Same.
I used
same.
To, like, do you know Whitest Kids You Know? Hold on. I gotta find this. Whitest Kids You Know.
I think I
like,
watched Brawlgasm for the first time when I was, like, 8 or 9.
Dude, I went to, like, Catholic school, so, like, they said you look at anything bad, you go to hell.
I did, too, but we didn't give a shit. Look, watch this video. This is like one of the funniest videos growing up.
I watched some pretty fuck shit too growing up, but like I feel like the fuck shit has shifted from like funny, offensive, fucked up shit to more like serious discussion
well,
topic.
Do you remember watch when that. You were like sitting there with your friends and they were like, hey, look at this video of two girls, one cup? Right?
No,
and
somebody sent it to me when I was like near my mom and my mom almost saw me like fucking.
Oh my god. Oh my god. There used to be a fucking website that people would link all the time. I'm not gonna say it, I'll type it. Just so like people don't fucking look it up.
Oh
people,
yeah.
People
yeah,
used to link this shit all the
would
fucking time.
Say go to that
yeah.
website.
People used to link it all the time.
It would count how many times you looked at it.
Yeah.
It was a fucking art, but like, it's like it really hasn't changed that much. Like Jake Paul could be considered that fucked up shit. Like he does so much shit you wouldn't want kids seeing, right?
Rickroll. That's another one.
Dude, I just saw someone get a Maverick Logan Paul tattoo, and all I can think was like, God, I really hope that like if I ever have kids, they don't watch like Jake Paul.
All I can think of is that NNA Productions kid who made like a big deal about it and tweeted at Logan Paul, and he never got acknowledged for it.
Yeah, but some random fuck just got a Maverick tattoo and got acknowledged for it. NNA Productions didn't. I don't know. That's real terrifying, dude. I don't know.
This is another Whitest Kid You Know video.
God.
Stop saying I remember watching Hoover. Like I remember watching Lonely Island a lot as a kid.
Oh, Lonely well, Island
lot,
used to be so
sometimes.
Fucking
well, when
funny.
When you guys say kid, how old were you when you were watching that?
Well, I was I like 10. No, not 10. Actually, when was I what was I watching when I was 10? I'm trying to think.
Maybe like middle school years, I think. Like that age group.
Was Fred 2010?
Some of it was earlier.
Then, yeah.
Fred was like elementary.
Fred was like the first video I ever watched on YouTube.
The first video I ever watched was like how to be ninja, and they said like faggot in that video.
I remember
Smosh. I used to love.
I loved Smosh. Holy shit!
I think that's what I was watching back then.
Smosh. I remember like there was like the memes back then were like there was like the gummy bear thing that really blew up and like Crazy Frog. Those really blew up.
Oh yeah, those like ring. Those were like phone ringtones.
Yeah, but they blew the fuck up. Like people like really consume them and watch them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were weird. That was weird. It was like
yeah, that
like
was weird.
Going from like a Catholic school and then to a public school, and they would like tell us like, "Oh, don't do this. You'll explode," right? And then what was it? Would have graduated middle school in 2012, right? So this this is a funny story, right? So I thought the world was gonna end.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 2012.
Right? Everybody, okay. Yep. I'm same boat.
Oh, I was like, I've never seen what boobs look like.
Oh, my God. You haven't seen what boobs look like until then?
No, I went to Catholic school. They told us you jerk off.
Yeah, I went to Catholic school. I was looking at shit when I was like 11.
They were like, if you beat your meat, you're going to go blind. You'll grow hairs. You'll suffer in hell and be poked in the stick by demons or whatever. I don't fucking know. But I went on like Google Images and just looked something up. And then my entire life changed forever. Well, there we go. That's how you get all fucked up from the internet.
I remember in 2012, everyone thought the world was going in. My cousin's friend started FaceTiming him. And he had a baseball bat in his bed because he thought zombies would go break in his room and start killing him.
I used to have nightmares about Black Ops zombies because, like...
Yeah, and you wonder why I never played it when I was young. I was fucking scared to death of it.
I was scared of Black Ops zombies.
I was scared as fuck by them, right? But I still played that fucking game mode, like, every day.
Same.
Like now I look at them, I'm like, who gives a flying shit? Like, they're just like decaying people on a screen. Like, who cares? You know, like, when you say that way, it sounds
like,
bad.
What really fucked me up was, like, Ascension, because it was in black and white. Like, that shit was, like...
I didn't play Ascension. I played 5 and Kingo.
I got Black Ops, like, when they, like, did the repackaging thing where you got the first DLC pack for free.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I played Ascension sub. God, that's such a trip.
Yeah, but I remember I was, like... fucking scared of it. I actually had nightmares about the zombies, and then it was just like I kept playing though. I was like, fuck it, we're gonna keep playing. So I love how we're like, we're like preaching kids shouldn't be on the internet, but then we're all like,
yeah, I know, that's the thing though. I'm a fucking huge hypocrite when it comes to that, but like,
we did a lot of fucked up shit, you know, we saw a lot of fucked up shit.
Yeah,
well,
we're trying to protect them from that. That's the point.
Yeah, that's exactly
from hindsight.
Do like, to get to a point where they're like, they like understand internet culture and they understand how the internet works, do they need to see fucked up shit at a young age? Or like a younger age?
I don't know
age?
If they need to be exposed to fucked up shit to understand internet culture.
Maybe like to understand it as young as we do, I guess. I don't know.
I think a lot's going to change when we're fucking parents.
The thing is, there's people even younger than us who have a strong grasp on internet culture, so it's hard to say.
Yeah, I feel like at a certain age, it depends on the kid's maturity, but I feel like once a kid gets to a certain maturity level, I think they can like handle the internet on their own, even though it's like sounds young.
We say they shouldn't, but like I feel like it's going
to
happen.
Honest,
and
though,
like I feel like it happened to so many kids that like it's so like integral to like fucking humor nowadays that like if like you were one of those rare kids who didn't, you might not be fit in as well because you didn't have that same exposure. So it is really hard to say.
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's a lot of kids that lack, like, there's kids on the internet now that lack the understanding to kind of function on the internet, and I really don't think they should. That's where I'm at with that.
I think it depends on the person.
There are plenty who do, but there are also those who don't.
See, I feel like
I think a lot of it is a lack of self-awareness and, like, critical thinking. So that could either come with age or... it could come with, like, a good education and good parents.
I feel like the majority kind of just, like, chills. And then, like, the minority are the ones that are like that. But they're vocal. So it's, like, harder to gauge. But, yeah, I mean, critical thinking does come with age. Like, I'm pretty sure that's one of the big stages of adolescence where you develop critical thinking. I think it's, like, the third stage, I want to say. Like 15, 16 years.
I don't know. A lot of people seem to still not have critical thinking at my age. Well, so.
Yeah. I mean, like, it doesn't have to necessarily develop. I mean, like, it's. I'm pretty sure it's on the stages of adolescence, though. I'm not sure, though.
It is. I think it's called abstract thinking. It has to do with
oh, yeah.
Like,
no, that's for sure on there. One second. I'm trying to find
high,
like,
concept things.
I'm trying to find, like, a basic kind of fucking graph where it's.
Hey, Brandon.
What's what? What?
Town of Salem's back up.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't get a notification. Oh, man.
Where's that scream you promised?
Give us a scream.
Town of Salem's back up! There you go.
Yeah, we were.
Why did you scream? I told you not to scream.
You said, where's the scream that you promised? And I gave it to you.
Wow. I can't believe you screamed when I specifically told you not to
hypocrite.
Scream.
Hypocrite.
Alrighty then. So let's go on to the next question now, because we talked about that for like 15 minutes. What is the point of having you in the podcast? At Kangaroo Muffin asked that.
I don't know. I feel like that's a question for you all. Why the fuck do you have me on here? You're running out
well,
really easily.
Well, it says you
like.
In the podcast, which implies that they're asking you.
Well, I think they're running out of guests, so they're going to the bottom of the barrel. And they're like, you know
probably
what?
Probably could have gotten someone else, but you were like easy.
I'm easy to fucking talk to.
Yeah,
I'm a normal human being. I'm like fucking, I don't even know who's been on the podcast. I was going to make fun of somebody, but I don't
there's
even
not
know.
Really anybody to make fun of.
Quackity, I'm
Henry,
pretty sure
I
he's
guess?
Been on that fucking one. He's a duck.
Henry, I guess?
So.
I don't know.
Henry, yeah. I mean, how long is that kid's hair? It's pretty long.
He's got a bald spot under that.
He's got a bald spot under the beanie, guys. Tweet at him. Tell him.
Bald spot. He's got a bald spot.
Hashtag bald spot beanie. Hashtag bald spot beanie. Tweet
Henry's
him.
He's got a bald spot.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, next question is, how does it feel that you have 5,000 people help you get a fuzzy worm? And that was asked by @justathicksnack.
Does it actually have 5,000? I thought it let me check.
Yeah. No, it's 5,000.
Well, I still didn't get 10K. We
yeah,
need 10K
still.
On the tweet, guys. Everyone that's on the podcast, go and retweet.
Dude, I already retweeted it.
No, dude, link it in the bottom of the description. It's nearly at 6,000.
Nobody already did. What you're asking for a lot here, man.
Dude, I need it. I need 10K. I just need 4K more.
It's actually at 6K now.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and link you the tweet. You can put it in the description.
New video. Today I'm going to be exposing the inner workings of Wild Spartans. I'm Gnome, and you've been Gnomed!
That was a great video. Because everyone was exposing people, so I was like, alright, well, let's just fucking link a video of Gnome.
Got him. You've been Gnomed. Watch this at double speed, it's very funny.
Anyway.
Been Gnomed.
Who've.
What?
Wait, I thought you asked this question. I'm an idiot. Why do you not upload enough videos?
Well, I don't upload enough videos.
And that was from @minlexi93.
See, here's the thing. Although I come up with my own ideas for the most part, I'm not very good with time management, I'd say. I'm not very good at putting words on the paper, you know what I'm saying? Or I don't even know what that means. See, he agrees. I'm not... I don't even script because I feel like if I script then it's going to be too forced. But like it's just hard to work around a schedule because I also do school and shit. Not to make that an excuse, just to make that a reason to why usually I don't get a lot of shit done. But
Diesel's got some words for you, buddy.
I'm working on it.
Boy,
I get Diesel.
Gonna,
Diesel can quit. That's the thing though. Diesel, you can quit. You're 18. I can.
Yeah, I
He's
can't
in
just,
college.
Yeah, let me just drop out of school with $40,000 in debt.
I would. I'm a big baller. I'm just kidding. I don't make any money, but but I mean, the thing is, you could have.
I could have not gone to college.
Exactly. That's the point. I have to. There's no fucking.
The thing is, Diesel. Like at the time, I didn't really have a choice because there was no fucking YouTube thing at the time, was there?
No,
there was.
I had like no subscribers.
So Hoover, get subscribers.
I'm
so
going for it.
Excuse.
I'm making a documentary on Shane Dawson. It's coming out. I'm probably gonna make it.
That's gonna
upload every day
before you end up like me, in debt and sad all the time.
I'm not going to college. Fuck it. I'm taking a year off probably, and I might make for
better
sure.
Upload.
I know.
Hoover
I definitely
reveals
will.
His life plans exclusively on the only podcast on YouTube.
My main goal is to blow up, then act like I don't know nobody.
All right. My main goal is to blow up,
my
and
mango.
Then act like I don't know nobody. Hi.
Riff Raff. I love Riff Raff.
He's a treasure.
I love that Vine so much.
Vanilla
Remember
gorilla.
That one time we spent... Remember that, like, when we spent fucking 2 hours straight watching Vines after a podcast with 24 friends and Nick?
Yeah.
That was, like, a week ago. You say it like it was 3 years ago.
Remember that one podcast?
It was a while ago at this point, Brandon, by the no, time this cast goes up. By the time this cat goes up.
That's true.
Yeah, I know it is. I said it was.
By the time this podcast will be uploaded, Trump will be out of office.
Probably. That's just not.
We should make predictions. Let's make some predictions for the future before this is uploaded.
Oh my god, isn't that crazy what happened in the Jake Paul documentary by
Jake
Shane
Paul,
Dawson? That thing that happened that we totally know about?
He got
Jake
convicted Paul's? Of arson. Can't believe
okay,
it.
Okay, listen, I was trying to avoid saying anything concrete, but.
Nick Crompton came out and shot him in the chest. I can't believe it. You fucking bastard! And he fucking shoots him. I'm like, dang, Nick, I wouldn't do that if I were you. And then
That's
Jake
illegal.
Goes to jail.
You're
and
in
Logan
my city.
Paul, Logan Paul and Greg Paul kidnap him. That
You're
was a big plot twist.
You're in my city now, kid.
Damn.
You're in my city now.
Then Justin Roberts starts doing the dance starts performing a song. That was pretty cool.
He's the definition.
Six figures.
I don't know why Justin Roberts annoys me a lot more than either of the Paul brothers right now, and I think it's just his face.
It's his face.
He does have a really punchable face. I don't have nothing against the guy.
I think we're used to Jake's punchable face. I don't think we're used to his, though.
I think Justin Roberts is also like 15.
The main thing I know about Justin Roberts is that, like, I've heard people say he brags about how he was born into wealth.
Yeah, no, literally, his song is like, I was born rich, and then I made more money when I was 4. Like, that's his song.
He is, he's fucking 15. He's 15 years old or 16 years old.
I'll 16. Challenge him to a boxing match. It's totally not.
McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather.
This is what you're saying, guys. This is what you're saying. This is what we're saying. Don't, at 15, don't join a multi-million-dollar corporation. Okay?
It isn't good for you.
I will.
Yeah, because then Diesel will come and give you the old 1-2.
The 1-2 punch.
The 1-2.
Diesel just really wants an excuse to punch a minor.
I wish I had YouTube clout so that way I could challenge someone to a boxing match.
And lose.
I realized that one. You remember that, like, the first match, one of them had like 60k, right?
Really?
Yeah.
This new people.
Well, anybody I would challenge wouldn't say yes. I already know that.
I physically challenged you, but you said you didn't answer.
Okay, that would be super unfair if
Diesel would destroy you.
Okay,
would he though?
Yes.
Would he though?
Yes.
Yes.
Would he
actually?
Though?
Fuck.
I feel like it'll be a close match. If you all both had training for 6 months, I feel like it'd be a coin toss.
Fuck. I just remembered a couple of things. Actually, there would be a chance.
I think it's a coin toss with training.
I used to box.
And Quite could also know how to box. If Quite got the experience, maybe.
Maybe.
Okay,
he's
Hoover,
4'11", but he's a measly low guy.
Hoover, what was your inspiration for YouTube? Asked by a random mate.
My dad, Jontron. He has been a big inspiration.
What do you think about Battlefield 5? That was asked by Mr. Not Bombastic.
Yeah, Diesel, call me him. It was the first undercard. He had 70k. Oh, he had less less at the time of the fight.
Can you guys stop interrupting our conversation?
Yeah. No. Speaking of interrupting, I was looking at famous birthdays to see how old Justin Roberts is, but I also discovered that Ajit Pai was also born in the exact same place Keemstar was, and I feel like that has a correlation.
Okay, this is the last question. I don't know how to pronounce the name, so I'm not going to. What is your favorite artist at the moment?
Favorite artist? Like, what? In
music.
What sphere?
I'm assuming it means music. Yeah.
My favorite artist is... Oh, fuck. Gotta really think. Because I don't really listen to a specific...
6ix9ine, you heard it here first.
Bishop
Slay!
No,
Roberts.
It's just... Yeah, Justin Roberts is probably going to be one of the top ones right now.
I mean, you were legitimately singing his fucking music.
Dude, it's a fucking
call.
Suck in my head, all right? Shut up.
Yeah, it's shit, like, does anybody else have that shit Mia Khalifa song stuck in my head? Like, it's by Mia Khalifa. It's by I Love Friday, and
Hater
it's a diss track
kiss
on Mia Khalifa.
I fucking hate
that. It's so shit, but I can't stop listening to it. I hate it, but I can't stop playing.
Is. Yeah.
Mia Khalifa.
Yeah,
I hate
just
that because
of TikTok. I had to watch a TikTok video with that. Fuck, I don't really know. I don't really listen to specific people right now. If I had to pick, though, probably I like to listen to a lot of Juice WRLD. He's pretty good.
Yeah, just
Drake. I mean, like, all of these are like kind of Kanye. I still listen to. I'm just looking at my playlist. Everyone, go shout out to Big Baby Scumbag. He slept on.
What the fuck?
No, dude, he's legitimately really good. Big Baby Scumbag. I'll link you a song after this, but he's really good. Basically, does like trap or no, not trap, drill rap music. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Eminem. What do you all think about the Eminem?
I'm really enjoying Skin Bone.
What do you all think about Eminem? Do you all like Eminem now?
I mean, like,
I'm mixed.
Very mixed.
I liked the new album. I didn't like Revival. Revival was trash.
Well, everyone thought Revival was trash. Even Eminem said, Revival was trash. I'm back on my bullshit, or whatever he fucking said. But the thing is with me is, like, I like maybe 3 songs on his new album, but the thing is, he's just kind of like, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about him. He's kind of corny, if you know what I mean. But his MGK fucking diss is really good.
Yeah, his MGK diss was solid. Very solid. Very solid. Who would have thought that, like, this year would have, like, two really fucking solid diss tracks in it?
Yeah, he has 150 million views on it. Yeah, I really like the iDubbbz diss track. That was my favorite one.
I was referring to the one where Pusha T's like, hey, Drake, you got a kid. No, yes, I know about
it. It's fine. Royce comes irrelevant now.
Yeah, oof. He did.
But irrelevant!
I'm finished instead.
That's what he gets.
Irrelevant!
Do you know that the last...
I mean, I feel like that kind of happens to anybody who doesn't upload for a month. At least when you post as irregularly as he did and you're not doing anything else. Like,
irrelevant.
You know that Content Cop came out a year ago now?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Over a year
we're
ago.
We're old!
No, that's not, that doesn't prove that we're old. That's just a year old, Brendan. But that just shows how fast...
Cop, no, if anybody's old here, it's Diesel.
Yeah, Diesel's like 38 years old.
Yeah, he's like 60.
Yeah, yes. I think he's like 88 years old. Diesel was around when sliced bread was invented.
FPS Diesel here.
Diesel discovered fire.
Diesel figured out how to make a wheel out of stem.
Quite end of the podcast.
Thank you guys for watching this episode of Loudmouse. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @loudmouse_, and also check us out on iTunes and SoundCloud or wherever your platform of your preference. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube if you have not already, and see you guys next time.